A local slow-pitch senior softball league has been sending teams to Cuba for exhibition games since 2009. But this year, for the first time, a Cuban team was allowed to come to the United States. They've just finished a week of games and festivities in Greater Boston, where Doug Tribou of WBUR's Only a Game caught up with them.
The Eastern Massachusetts Senior Softball Association sent four teams to Cuba in 2009. EMAS softball player Michael Eisenberg runs a travel business and came up with the plan. Since then, the Cuban and U.S. players have grown close, so the Wellesley resident decided to try to bring a team from Cuba to Boston. On this sunny Saturday morning in Jamaica Pond Park, the teams are scrimmaging, and Eisenberg is still amazed his Cuban friends made it.
No one ever believed that it would be possible for them to come here. All of a sudden, magically, we received permission both from the U.S. government and the Cuban government for the players to come here. So they say that this proves that nothing is impossible. If this can happen, anything can happen.
One of the Cuban players who surprised the trip happened is Reynaldo Linares.
And we say, oh my, you sure? Yeah. He say, yeah, I'm going to invite you. All the team. And now we are here.
Are you surprised to be here?
Yes. I like it to be here.
But this is not the first time Linares has been to the States. When he was a boy, his family moved to New York City because his father, Rogelio, played in the Negro Leagues.
He came with all my family here in 1950. And we live in Long Island. And we returned to Cuba in 1959, when it began the revolution in Cuba.
And baseball runs in the family. Linares spent 11 years on the Cuban national team. Today, he's 65 years old, tall and trim, and as he gracefully roams center field, Linares looks half his age. And several of his teammates were also elite baseball players. EMAS Softball's Les Gore, who lives in Newton, says the Cubans and Americans all range from 55 to 75 years old, but their sports pedigrees are a bit mismatched.
The people playing here representing the U.S., we're talking about doctors, lawyers, plumbers. We're just average guys who love to play softball, but many of the people who play for the Cuban softball leagues were, in their time, probably some of the most prominent baseball players that the island has ever produced. So we're playing against those people.
Okay, hola, Lia! Vamos!
On Saturday night, both teams got a taste of the Major League limelight at Fenway Park. With his Cuban teammates and American friends behind him, 74-year-old shortstop Tony Gonzalez threw out a ceremonial first pitch. The friendship games are apolitical, and both sides skip any discussion of relations between Cuba and the U.S. Gary Siegel lives in Needham and has been on all three of EMAS Softball's visits to the island nation.
They're in awe of what we have here in America that we just take for granted. I mean, that they just don't have. I mean, you bring them into a supermarket, they've never seen such a thing. A whole aisle for cat food and dog food. And, you know, it makes me realize how much I have and how grateful I am for everything that we have here.
On Thursday, the Cuban players flew to Miami, where many of them will visit with family members who they've never met or haven't seen in decades. But when they leave, there will still be some unfinished business. After opening ceremonies on Sunday on Boston Common, the Cubans swept a two-game set. EMAS Softball took two games on Tuesday in Wayland, leaving the tournament tied. The teams will meet again in Cuba, but Siegel says the game has a familiar sound at home or on the road.
An out is an out and a ball is a ball, and it's called the same in both languages, you know. It's either uno out or one out, but it's definitely an out.
The rubber match is set for this November when EMAS Softball returns to Havana for more friendship games. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.
Doug is a reporter and producer for Only a Game. You can hear the show each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m.